I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about the right tools. Having the right tools to work with can make such a difference. Just yesterday, we were doing some painting in our house, and we were working trying to paint, and I'm working on trying to paint up on the corners and up on the edge of the wall up close to the ceiling, and we had two different tools to use, and one of them just wasn't really doing the job very well. I was kind of making a mess with it. Going to need a lot of touch-up going behind it. But then the other tool was so much better, was so much more efficient, could make nice, clean, straight lines without all the mess. Just having the right tool made all the difference. And we've got this program. We talk about the Abundant Life Blueprint. It's a house. It's a picture of a house. Actually, I'm going to go to the next screen here, and you can see this picture of this house. This house is this blueprint. In order to build a house, in order to build a blueprint, takes having the right tools. It takes having the right tools, and the right tools make such a difference. They make everything so much easier, so much more efficient, so much more clean and beautiful when we have the right tools. So why are we taking communion every day? About 10 years ago, I was reading the book of Proverbs. I come across this challenge to read one chapter from the book of Proverbs every day. At the time, my life was kind of all over the place. I was very balanced. I pretty much had no spiritual life whatsoever. At the time, I was running my personal training gym business, and life was just kind of all over the place. My business was very up and down. I was losing money. I was stressed out all the time. I just remember saying to my wife, there's got to be a better way to live. There's got to be more to life than this. There's got to be a better way to live. And I came across that challenge to read one chapter from the book of Proverbs every day. And that was the start of it for me. Day one, you read Proverbs chapter one. Day two, you read Proverbs chapter two. Day two of the month, that is. Proverbs got 31 chapters in it. At the end of the month, you start over and you begin again. And so I started on that process. If you read one chapter from the book of Proverbs every day, it'll change your life. And after several months of doing this, one day this verse in Proverbs 13:22 just seemed to jump off the page at me. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's the most valuable thing that we can pass on to future generations? And after some time of just thinking about it and meditating on it, I came to the conclusion that the most valuable thing that we can pass on would be wisdom or teaching or training for how to truly live. And so I made a commitment that day. I want to create a system. I want to create a program, a system with teaching and training for every area of life. For every area of life, I want to have teaching and training that I can pass on. And really, when I got started, I had no clue where to start. But from that point on, my relationship with God just began to grow. He began to show up and to teach me and to train me. And over the course of about 10 years now, it's turned into this whole program that we have called the Abundant Life Blueprint. And out of everything we do in the Abundant Life Blueprint, the most important thing is daily communion. Daily communion is what I call the most powerful table turner in all of our life. It has the ability to turn the tables and change the trajectory of our life. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our mind and remembrance. Make his sacrifice active and relevant right now in this present moment today. It helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. And the Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until we prove the death. So in a way, communion is like an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And we can combine the spiritual principles of his sacrifice to pull those into our soul, into our mind and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do in the taking of the cracker and the juice to unite our entire spirit, soul, and physical body together. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, with deep honor and reverence and respect and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus, and that God loved us so much, he was willing to send his one and only Son. And I think it's important we remember both sides of the cross. On one side, we remember all that he went through. Leading up to the cross, he was betrayed by his friend, betrayed by his people, rejected by his people. He's got all that pressure, sweating drops of blood in the garden. Then he's spit on and beat and whipped, hung up on the cross, nails in his hands and his feet, a crown of thorns on his head, pierced on his side, separated from God. It says it pleased God to crush him. But on the other side, he was raised back to life. And now that same spirit and that same power that raised him from the dead now lives in us. Our sins have been forgiven and we can have this new covenant with God. We can be right and holy and perfect in God's sight through what he did. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture. Coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves, because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And if communion has the power to do that in the negative, I believe it also has the power to do the opposite of that in the positive, if we'll take it the right way, to make us healthy and strong and give us long life. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout tips and advice. Because I truly believe all the principles of health and fitness are meant to teach us how to exercise our faith, to receive this grace by faith, and to experience God doing the work through us. And then once we understand how to do that, we can apply those principles into all the other areas of our life. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I thank you that Jesus was smitten for us so that you could fight for us. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. And Father, I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's go through the other half of prayer. This is our time to talk about, are we making today a masterpiece? A time to examine ourselves, because we have to have this eternal perspective. Just think about masterpieces. Masters know how to use the tools. Masters know how to use the tools. And here's some of the tools that we're going to talk about today. Becoming masters of the fundamentals. We have to have this eternal perspective with God, but our relationship with him has got to be brought down into today to impact every area of our life. The decisions we make, the things that we do, the things that we think about, the things that we speak. It's got to impact all the areas of our lives. That's where we talk about executing these four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some fun and some energy into them today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in between. And to be in position helps us to be able to receive from God, to be able to receive all that he has for us. Imagine a quarterback and a receiver. In the sport of football, the receiver runs one direction and the quarterback throws the ball the other way. He's not in position to receive. So to take our position today, we're going to start with humility. Just going to humble ourselves in relationship to God, humble ourselves in relationship to other people. Because it's the humble who are given grace. It's the humble who are exalted and promoted. Just going to step into this childlike faith and belief in God. We're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to forgive ourselves in the middle. We often forget to forgive ourselves. And we're going to let that flow through us to other people, giving them the same love and grace and forgiveness that God has given us. And we're going to take our position in love today. Kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today, one of the greatest expressions of faith. And gratitude and praise is one of the easiest ways to keep our positioning, to stay in position all day long. And when we get in position, we're stepping into Christ. And God has taken everything that he has and he gave it all to Jesus because he was worthy. He was deserving of it. And we get this amazing opportunity that we get to be in him today. And so this day today, his spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time and finances, his purpose and kingdom, it's all available to be received and to flow through us today. So first we got to get in position, and then we got to work to get all of this good things out through us, out into the world. That's where we talk about our second step is to magnify the light, to make it bigger or greater. And we're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. It also gets this new covenant established in our hearts, where we have hearts that understand his grace. Keeps us more fixed and consistent and immovable when the issues and pressures of life come our way. And to magnify the light, it's all about what we focus on. Where's our focus and attention throughout the day? I think of it as constant repetition or meditation. What are we meditating on? Rolling over and over on the inside. And you've probably had this example where you have some issue or problem. And the more you think about it, the more you talk about it, the more you mull it over in your mind, it seems like the problem grows bigger. Well, that same principle works with the things of God. You can grow it. You can begin to expand it on the inside. How are we going to do it? We're going to magnify the light by magnifying God's word, his unfailing love and faithfulness, his mighty works that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got peace with God. We've got God's blessing and favor on our lives. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got this treasure in jars of clay. And just stay focused on all the things that are going well. Because what he started, he's going to finish. He's going to see it through to completion. He's going to sustain it by the power of his word. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing not to magnify them, not to keep rolling those problems over and over in our mind, toiling away in our mind, trying to figure it out. Instead, let's let them go and let's give them to God. Let's magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems. But it does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, refusing to change and grow. Bitterness, unforgiveness, venting, complaining, pouting, and just magnifying those problems, rolling them over and over in our mind rather than resting and trusting in God. And that's where we got to recognize the symptoms. Wherever we're positioned, whatever we're magnifying is going to produce side effects and symptoms in our life. When we're in darkness, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people. We might withhold good things that we know to do. We might avoid people or give them the silent treatment. And none of those are the way of unconditional love and grace. On the inside, you might feel this heaviness and weight and pressure, like it's all sitting on you. You might have feelings of hopelessness or helplessness or powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom of this. You might feel like a black hole just sucking the energy right out of you. Emotionally, there's a fear and stress and worries. We're just toiling away in our own mind trying to figure it all out. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. There's this fullness and completeness in Him. And when we rest, God goes to work and everything is free and easy and effortless because we've got His peace and His joy and His love and His energy all just begin to flow through us. Begins to bring these beautiful solutions into our lives. And now we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around because every day life's throwing stuff at us to try to knock us out of position, to try to get us to magnify the wrong things. And sometimes we miss it. And if we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around, to get back into the light again. How do we do it? We humble ourselves first. Father, forgive me. I've missed it. We receive that grace from Him. We forgive ourselves in the middle. If we need to say we're sorry or reconcile with somebody else, we take those steps. And then we just start praising Him and thanking Him for His grace and His goodness and His love. And I like to pray this very simple prayer. Father, thank you that what you put within me is more than enough to handle whatever's coming my way today with beauty and poise and grace. Help me tap into this and cultivate it and see it flowing in my life at a greater level. You pray that simple prayer, immediately you feel the weight lift off you on the inside. You feel your energy levels rise up. This lightness just comes into your spirit. And then our third fundamental, we've got to stay tuned in today. Every day God's trying to teach us and train us and navigate us through the day. We've got to stay tuned into Him. And my favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. Lately, we've been talking about at the top of our journal, installing what we call some filters. These filters are commitments to walking in a new standard in our life, to walk in God's way of doing things, to make a commitment to them. We're going to have times when we miss it, but we've got the standard in place to navigate us and course correct our path if we ever get off track. It might look something like this at the top of your journal. God is working continually for my good. And I'm going to do the same for other people. And now when the temptation comes throughout the day to worry or stress about things, we got that little reminder. Wait a minute, God's got me. He's working on this behind the scenes, even though I can't see Him doing it. And then as you go throughout the day, when people push your buttons or do something that gets under your skin, you got this little reminder. Wait a minute, God gives me grace. He keeps doing good for me, even when I miss it. I'm going to do the same for other people. Just these little reminders to keep us on track. And I like to start my journal with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. And then I like to magnify what went well today. What are all the ways that I saw God showing up? Because the more we look for them, the more of them we're going to see. And then I like to ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen for a couple minutes because every day He's trying to show us something. He's trying to teach us and train us. And it's important to get it out of our heads and onto the paper because it helps us to remember and not forget. Then as we go throughout the day, we've got to stay tuned into Him. We've got to stay connected to Him. If you ever feel like you're losing that connection with Him, just take 1 to 2 minutes and slow down. Get connected with Him again. Think about like plugging in a phone. We're going to get powered up or charged up in Him again. And then the final thing I've learned to do in my journal is to plan the upcoming day with God. And I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? Because sometimes I was getting out ahead of God. I'm toiling away in my mind, trying to figure it out, trying to force things to happen ahead of schedule, taking action on things I really don't know what to do just yet. On the other side, sometimes I was getting behind God because I'm procrastinating on things that I know to do. So I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? And that becomes the plan for the day. And then as the day unfolds, there's going to be all kinds of little things that you know to do that you weren't expecting. You keep sticking with what you know to do. But we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day, and we remember this very important principle that the first thing out of our mouth every day sets the tone for the whole day. And just after some time of seeking God on this, what's the best thing for us to say, I think? You go back to the very beginning of the Bible. What's the first thing God says in the beginning of the Bible? Let there be light. I like to start my day with those first words coming out of my mouth. Let there be light. And then I like to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. We get connected to Him and then we start walking out that plan with a willing heart and a good attitude and full confidence in Him. He's right there with us every step of the way. Just that simple childlike faith and belief with all the doubt and unbelief removed. And when we get to that place of confident faith, this grace begins to surge through us. God begins to go to work. He begins to bring these beautiful solutions into our life that we can never make happen on our own. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's talk about the tools today. If we're going to build this blueprint, we're going to build this abundant life blueprint, we need the tools. Just looking at our website on there right now, we've got a page with some tools on there. We've got some things like the prayer that we use daily, the daily prayer that we use. We've got the yearly cycle that God has given us as a tool to create more order and rhythm in our life. We've got our daily communion workouts. We've got things like mobility and stretching routines. We've got journaling, daily communion. We've got some tools that we use. And so today we're asking God, Heavenly Father, we're asking for the right tools to build this blueprint. We're asking for you to give us the right tools, the power tools that we need to build this blueprint the right way, the way you designed it to be built. And we're asking for your help also for the wisdom and understanding and skill to use these tools the right way. So Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's just take a moment to remember. Let's visualize on one side. Let's visualize all that he went through on the cross. Just take a moment to remember all that he went through leading up to the cross and then on the cross. His body was broken. Let's take a moment to remember. He was raised back to life. And now that same power, that same spirit that raised him from the dead, it lives on the inside of us. That's an amazing thought. He makes us right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Can be connected back to him again. We've got God on our side fighting for us now. Just something coming to mind right now. Gratitude and praise is a great tool. Gratitude and praise is a great tool. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. The Bible tells us without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. It's a forgiveness of sins that brings us out of darkness and into the light. He sets us free. Sets us free from the old. We got this new covenant with him, this personal relationship with him. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right. Let's talk about some health and fitness stuff. The tools that we use in health and fitness, the equipment that we use makes a difference as well. So what do you do for equipment? If you don't have a gym that you go to, you're working out at home, what equipment should you get? Now, depending on what kind of space you have, I would recommend either getting, for most people, if you have a space to do it where you're not going to bang up the floor and those types of things, and you got room to go push weights overhead, I would recommend getting a barbell and some plates. If you want to get a little fancier, you could get what we call some bumper plates, where you can set the bar on the ground and it will not make so much noise. It'll bounce off the ground a little bit and not bang up the floor. But a barbell and some plates. And if there's one thing to invest just a little more money into to get something a little better quality, would be the barbell. Just having a lot of experience in the gym throughout the years, barbells, the quality matters with the barbell. Okay. You could get some exercise bands. If you're really on a budget, probably the first thing to get would be just be a set of exercise bands. You can do a lot with just a set of bands. Bands are great if you're traveling. You can do quite a bit with bands. Dumbbells. I would prefer, if you're on a budget, I would say get, you're probably the most economical way to go would be to get barbell and some plates and some bands and a jump rope. If you have a more limited space where you're going to be working out, dumbbells are probably better, but you're going to have to buy multiple weights of them. And you got to find a way to store them and change around from one weight to the other. But my typical workout setup when I work out at home, I've got a barbell and plates. I've got some bands. I've got a few dumbbells and a jump rope. We also have an elliptical machine that we have at home that we've had for a long time. But if I was in my personal gym, like in my gym businesses, barbells, plates, dumbbells, jump ropes, bands, and then we have things like a rower or the bikes that have the handles where you move your arms at the same time as you're pedaling on the bike. Those would be some basic equipment that you could work on getting. Not too expensive, but it'd be good, some good investments in the equipment. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.